कुण्डलावकुण्डनपतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्ठिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। After speaking about the two perspectives from which a person can view karma, one being karmendriyani samyamya ya aste manasa smaran or mithyacharam, and the other being karma yoga. So finally Krishna is concluding as to what a person needs to do. So till now it was theory regarding as to what is a person who does karma, who doesn't do karma, like a person cannot do karma. So concepts were there. So those concepts, starting from the third shloka, those concepts are completed. They are finalized or concluded by Krishna in this particular shloka, which is the eighth shloka. So here we can find Krishna speaking about as to Arjuna, or telling Arjuna as to what to do in order to get over karma, how to overcome karma. So it's also a vyavaharika level statement. So we will have to interpret it in the right sense, else the meaning might get twisted. Niyatam kuru karmatvam.
Niyatam kuru karmatvam.
Karma jayo hya karmanah.
Karma jayo hya karmanah.
Sharira yatra pichatena. प्रसिद्धेद कर्मणः
प्रसिद्धेद कर्मणः।
सो सिंस वी डोंट हैव द ऑप्शन ऑफ रनिंग और एस्केपिंग फ्रॉम कर्मा, आइदर वी हैव टू डू एक्सटर्नली और फिजिकली, और वी हैव टू डू इट मेंटली। सो मेंटली डूइंग, or a person who does mentally karma, he is called a mithyachara. Therefore, physical abstinence from karma is not the goal. That's not what is really required. We cannot do it that way. Therefore, the only option we have is to do karma, but with the right attitude. So Krishna says here that external non or abstinence from karma and doing of karma, if we consider performance of karma and not doing karma, both of those, performance of karma is better, is greater. It's not just greater, it is essential for a sadhaka as well. So that is what Krishna is saying here. So niyatam kuru karmatvam. Kuru, do karma. Kuru means do. Niyatam karma. Niyatam karma means whatever shastras say, whatever is prescribed by shastra. So niyatam can also be interpreted as nitya naimittriya karma, but here it means like shastra, shastra upadishtam. So whatever shastras prescribe, so that karma, that is what is niyatam. Such a karma, do such a karma. Do such a karma, tvam, you. Why? Because karma, jayo, hi akarmanah, akarmanah, karma jayo, akarmanah, than akarma, than not doing action, greater than not doing action, jayo, greater or superior, karma, hi, definitely. So definitely, कर्मा, डूइंग कर्मा इज ग्रेटर देन अ कर्मा, नॉट डूइंग कर्मा. सो नॉट डूइंग कर्मा वी कैन कंसिडर एज लाइक मिथ्याचारम हियर. कृष्णा डजेंट मेंशन इट, बट ही हैज ऑलरेडी मेंशन्ड इन द फिफ्थ श्लोका दैट न ही कश्चित क्षणमपि जातु तिष्ठत्य कर्मकृत्. सो सिंस वी डोंट हैव लाइक एन ऑप्शन ऑफ वेदर टू डू और नॉट टू डू एक्शन, देयरफॉर वी हैव टू डू. देयर इज नो क्वेश्चन ऑफ डूइंग और नॉट डूइंग. सो अकर्मा हियर मीन्स एक्सटर्नल और फिजिकल अकर्मा, वेयर एज मेंटली स्टिल डूइंग, दैट इज मिथ्याचारम. सो देयरफॉर नियतम कुरु कर्म, डू कर्म एज पर वॉट द शास्त्रा से. एंड बिकॉज कर्म इज बेटर और ग्रेटर देन अकर्म, वाई इज कर्म ग्रेटर देन अकर्म? इफ वी डोंट हैव एन ऑप्शन, देन वॉट इज द प्रॉब्लम ऑफ जस्ट डूइंग कर्म मेंटली एंड नॉट फिजिकली? वॉट इज द प्रॉब्लम इन दैट? That is being explained in the second line. So a person who is not doing karma, who is not doing external or physical karma, sharira yatra api chate te, such people who don't do karma, sharira yatra api, also sharira yatra also. So yatra here doesn't mean a path or a travel to a destination, a tour, but here yatra means kriti or maintenance or sustenance of the body. That's the right word, sustenance is what is the meaning here. So sharira yatra, sustenance of the body itself, api also or itself, na prasiddhye, they will not be able to get that, akarmanah, by akarma. So a person who is not doing any action, he'll not be able to sustain body. He will not even be able to sustain body. So leave out question of mananam or shravana manana vidhyasanam or moksha itself. That is out of the question here, because such a person will not even be able to sustain his body. And everything starts from the body first. So that's the reason why Krishna says in the 13th chapter that Kshetrajnam Chapi Mam Vidhi, or like before that he says that Kshetramidam Shariram Kaunteya Kshetramithya Vidhiyati. Kshetram, the Shariram is called Kshetram. We need the Shariram, because if the Shariram is not well, we will not be able to do any sadhana. So as Amma once said, like, we cannot go to a person who is having headache and tell him that everything is Brahman. He'll just hit you, that's it. That's what will happen. So when our body is in need of care, when our body is in pain, we'll not be able to remember Vedanta, we'll not be able to implement Vedanta. Therefore, in order for us to implement Vedanta, we need to sustain body. But there is always a limit as well. So we can sustain the body. Too much sustenance of body is also a problem. Then we'll also, then also we'll not be able to do sadhana. So that's the reason why there is one shloka in the 6th chapter where Krishna speaks about a yogi. Krishna speaks about yoga, and he says there that a person who doesn't eat much, so na atyashnatastu yoghosti na chekantam anashnatah na cha ati swapnashilasya jagratu naiva charjuna na atyashnatastu ati ashnatah. Ashnatah, ashnam means eating, ashna means like eating. So ashnatah means a person who eats. Atyashnatah, so ati ashnatah means a person who eats more. So who eats more, for such a person, na yogo asti, yoga is not there for such a person. His mind will not be able to concentrate. And na cha ekantam anashnatah, a person doesn't do, let's say a person doesn't eat at all. Anashnatah, if we do fasting, then ekantam na. Ekantam, like the mind or the concentration of the mind also will not be there. Similarly, nacha atisvapna shilasya jagrato naiva charjuna. A person who sleeps a lot, such a person also will not be able to realize. Similar the case with the person who is always awake as well. So this is what like we can term as madhyama or madhyama way, middle ways. Middle madhyamaka school of Shunyavada is called madhyamaka school because it comes in between sautrantikas or vaibhasikas or the hinayanas and the mahayana school of Vijnanavadins or Shanika Vijnanavadam. It comes in between both, therefore it's called Madhyamaka school, Madhyamam, middle way. So that is what is required here. We cannot go to extreme, we cannot go to one extreme, we cannot ignore the body, we cannot overfeed the body as well. We'll have to give whatever the body really needs. So the bare necessities have to be given. So here Krishna says clearly that Do your karma that is prescribed to you by the Shastra Niyatam. So whatever is Nitya Karma Shastra Upadishtam, Nitya Naimittika Karma that Shastra says for you, do it. If you don't do any karma, then you will not be able to even sustain the body. If you are not able to sustain the body, then there is no point or you will never be able to realize. So Niyatam Karma. Niyatam karma or nitya naimittika karma, Shankara interprets as Shastra Upadishtam. So whatever Shastra says, so there we can, though Shankara doesn't interpret it that way, we can also say that nitya karma, as per the Shastras, as per Krishna himself, nitya karma is to be done as an offering to Ishvara. As Ramana Maharshi says, Ishvara Arpitam Naichya Kratam. So, and Krishna himself has explained as karmanye vadikaraste ma phaleshu kadachana. So, that is how nitya karma. So, ideally, Shastras, whatever Shastras says, karma, a person, whenever a person is doing nitya naimittika karma, he should always do it as an offering to Ishvara. So, that attitude is also kind of important here. We may say the attitude is not really important because Krishna doesn't really speak about it here. But still, if we don't have that attitude, then we are not in the two nishta of Jnana Yogam or Sankhya Yogam. Sorry, Jnana Yogam or Karma Yogam. So we are not in those two. So if we are not in Pravritti or Navritti Margam, then there is Shreyam or Moksham is out of the question for us. Therefore, it is essential to interpret Niyatam Karma or Nitya Karma, Nitya Naimittika Karma as karma performed with the attitude of offering, karma performed without expecting fruit. So Ishwar Arpitam Na Ichaya Kritam. So those are the two aspects there. So it means Nishkama Karmam. Karma Nishkama Karmam. So we are not escaping from karma, we are doing karma whatever is required, because else we will not be able to focus the mind. The attitude of offering itself is possible only when our body and mind are good, are in a good situation. Therefore we have to do karma, we cannot escape from karma, we have to do karma, we have to sustain the body. But all karmas, whatever basic or essential karmas are required in life, we have to do them, but we have to do them with the attitude of like offering it to Ishvara and without expecting any fruit. In such a case, such a karma is what Krishna said in the previous shloka as karma yoga asaktaha. So such a person is an asaktaha, he is unattached, and such a person is performing karma yoga or like Pravritti Margam, which will finally take him to Chitta Shodakam. It will purify the mind and Mukti Sadakam. It will lead him. It will take him to realization. It will help him in realization through Jnanam. So that is the meaning this is a this can be said to be a important shloka, that okay, we have to do karma, but this shloka can be interpreted wrongly. So we can also say that, or quote Krishna saying that Krishna himself says that we have to feed the body because he is saying this. So immediately if such doubt comes, or any person argues that way, that Krishna says here that we have to sustain the body, then immediately we should go to the sixth chapter, the sixth chapter shloka, and then say that Natyashnadastu Yogovasti. So we have to immediately refer or correlate, say that later he himself, it's the sixth chapter, 16th shloka, that's where Krishna says there. So we have to immediately remember that shloka and say it's not the extreme. If it is extreme, then there will be no yoga, there will be no focus on Ishvara, the mind will not be focused. Such a person is not following either pravritti or nivritti, therefore he will not realize as well. We'll continue in the next day. Hari Om.